It's time for Hartley's CAT Scan, a weekly podcast featuring the who's who of your Prince George Cougars.
And welcome to CAT Scan, the Prince George Cougars podcast. And the PG Cougars goaltender is Josh Ravensbergen. Welcome to the program, Josh.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, there's going to be a bobblehead night for Josh Ravensbergen, and fans in attendance are going to get a bobblehead. What do you think about that? Here you are, second year in Prince George, and we've got bobbleheads for Josh.
Yeah, I saw that. Saw a picture, though, and they look pretty cool. I think it's a cool thing you're doing. Super cool. Go and get a bobblehead of me.
I mean, that must be a unique sort of experience, because not a lot of people or players get that kind of recognition.
Yeah, it's super cool. It'll be funny to see what they look like when they actually come out. So excited for that. Maybe, hopefully they'll give me one to keep, but yeah, we'll see.
And maybe one for the family.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It must be a tall family because you are 6'5 and a half. Is that accurate? Are you just about 6'6 yet? Are you 6'5? Where are we at in terms of that?
I think they have me 6'5, 1/4, something like that. Right. Yeah, maybe a little more now. I'm not sure. Right. But, yeah.
You just keep growing.
Yeah. Huh? Hopefully not anymore. I'm done with growing.
You think
so? Don't want to be any taller.
What size are your shoes?
12 and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I even have bigger shoes than that.
Yeah.
So it's not all, you know, and I'm tall, but not as tall as you are. So, yes. So what about your family? So you must come, your parents must be quite big then. And tall, rather than.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad's 6'4". My mom's 5'10".
Right.
And yeah, just really tall family. My grandpa's also 6'4". My uncles are 6'4". And on my mom's side, my uncle's even taller. He's like 6'6", I think.
Oh, really?
6'7". Yeah, he's huge.
You have a younger brother?
Yeah. Yeah, younger brother. He's 15. He's around 6'1 right now, I think.
Yeah.
So he's pretty tall for his age, too.
Well, talk about, there's so much hockey we're going to get into, but let's find out a little bit about your background. You are from North Vancouver. Talk about growing up there, what you enjoyed. And a little bit interesting with you is that you were homeschooled up until grade 9. Talk about that experience and then going into the public school system.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. A lot of free time on my hands. You know, I got my schoolwork done early in the morning and then that would kind of be it and have the rest of the day to do, you know, really whatever I wanted. So the freedom was really nice. And then going to school, it wasn't that big of a transition. Like I felt it was pretty honestly easier at some points.
Yeah. So when you were homeschooled, were you still able to take part in sports with some of the attached to a school? Is that the way it worked a little bit?
No. I never really played any team sports. And then when I started going to school, I was playing hockey. So there's really no point. And like I didn't really have any time because we'd leave halfway through the day.
And then it was what, grade 9, grade 10 that you went into the public school? What school did you go to there?
Carson Graham.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was right by my house. So it's nice.
So as a goaltender, though, this was something from a very young age. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I started, my cousins, they had a road hockey set. And that's kind of, I got into hockey. I really wanted to play it and go play goalie sometimes. Really enjoyed it. And then started again. I really wanted to play. And then my parents put me in H4, I think, whatever that age that is. Not really sure. Right.
Thing.
Yeah. Or right before Adam. Or they kind of rotate.
Right.
So yeah. I wasn't the full goalie. But when I got in, I really enjoyed it. And then my first year, Adam, or I guess I'd be U9. Now I got U11.
Yeah.
Not really sure what it is now, but back then it was Adam. I played full time and just really enjoyed it.
Now you've never been defense, never been forward, never had a desire to do that?
Kind of wish I was a forward sometimes.
Really?
Or actually I played forward for school at my school hockey team.
Oh,
I guess that's the only.
Could you score goals?
I had 5 points in 3 games.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Had a good little run. That was a lot of fun actually. I played a couple years ago.
Is it a secret goal of yours as a goaltender to score a goal?
I say the back of your mind, you know, really want to score a goal. Maybe someday. Someday it'll happen.
So someday that is sort of something that is in the back of your mind?
Maybe. Never tried, you know, work on shooting the puck a lot more to get there. But
do you think that if you have a 2-goal advantage and they pull the goalie the opposition as opposed to a 1-goal advantage, your mindset might be a little bit different and say, you know what, we got that luxury. I can give it a try here.
Yeah, maybe if they like dump it in
or
just flick it right to my glove and, you know, there's not much of a threat, maybe. Maybe I'd think and try to go for it. But
so many accolades coming your way, and you are going one of 10 WHL players, and Colin Schmidt of Prince George, who is with the Vancouver Giants, is another one, along with you and 8 others from the WHL. You're going to the Canada USA showcase challenge of the top prospects. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, really excited and really happy that I got the chance to go and play soon, about a week and a half, 26th, 27th. So really looking forward to that. I remember watching the games a couple of years ago. It was in Van, and I think I watched online. Just really wanted to be there, and now I get the chance to go and play. So yeah. Super excited for it.
Were you surprised when you got the invite, or were you sort of expecting it?
I was really hoping that I get the invite, but when I got it, it was kind of a relief. You know, I'm going for sure. So really excited for the chance to go play.
So let's look a little bit at your hockey journey and the headline show, not drafted, to potentially being first round NHL pick. We won't know that until 2025, but I think it's fairly safe to assume that you're going to go fairly high in that draft. But you were not drafted in the prospects draft, previously known as the Bantam draft. What were you feeling like that day?
I was really disappointed, obviously. I hoped that I would have gone to team. I thought I was going to, you know, had a good chance at going somewhere, but obviously it didn't happen. So yeah, I was pretty upset about that.
So it was a difficult day, was it? Like, were you at school? Were you keep looking online? You know, how were things going through with your mind?
I was looking through it at school, and then on the way walking back home, going to practice, and then kind of came to sixth, seventh round. It's like, oh, yeah, it's not really going to happen.
Probably just said, darn it, but maybe a little bit more colorful language than that.
Yeah.
Exactly, right? Okay. So, but the next day, the Prince George Cougars get a hold of you, and they say, we're going to put you on the 50-man protected list. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I was super excited when I got a text that they listed me. Yeah. You know, gave me a team to give the opportunity to try and go make the next couple of years. So I was super excited. I have a place to go and really just looking forward to my opportunity.
What about Prince George? Now, the good thing for you is in the same province. You're from North Vancouver. There are teams a little bit closer to home, but not all that far away. What was your reaction to Prince George?
Yeah, just super excited to have a team. You know, I didn't really care where, and Prince George kind of close, still in BC. So, really happy that I got to come here.
Now, Bob Simmons was the person that, as the director of scouting, that put you on the Cougars 50-man list. However, his information came from the late Sean Murray, and you were very close with Sean. Tell us about the relationship with you and Sean Murray.
Yeah, he's really good to me. Like, through U15, worked with me a couple times in minor hockey. And just always believed in me and thought that I was going to become a really good goalie, and worked with him in the summers a bit too. So yeah, he definitely helped me a lot and gave Bob all the information they needed to know, and got me listed and gave me an opportunity to come play here, something I'll forever be thankful for.
Yeah. And again, you know, we lost, you know, him at such a young age, but he had such an influence on you. And when you take a look at, you know, your mechanics and style and outlook, he had a lot to do with that when you were young?
Yeah, a lot of it came from him. And he's my goalie coach, U15, U17, U18 too, and my U17 that summer. I started working with him a lot in the summer. Maybe once every 2 weeks, once every week. I'd try to go out as much as I could. Right. And yeah, I worked a lot with him.
Goalies are known that, you know, their minds are a little bit different. They can be a little bit wacky at times, you know. What do you think about goaltending and their reputation that maybe they have out in the public? Are they a little bit, I don't want to say weird or nuts or anything like that, but there's not a lot of people that want to just be shot at all the time.
I think the players are the weird ones. They have
really?
To they yeah. have to block shots with way less equipment than we do.
Yeah.
Looks a lot more
true.
Painful.
Yeah.
Yeah, taking hits and get injured a lot more. So
yeah.
I think goalie's a much safer position.
Have you had any serious injuries so far in your hockey
career? No, nothing serious, which I'm thankful for.
Yeah, which is great. Again, you know, you've got so much protection and everything like that. So when you come to the Prince George Cougars, you probably thought, people think of you as a long shot to make the team. But things developed quite quickly for you. Did you take it because you were not selected in the draft and everything like that? Did you have a chip on your shoulder? Did you come to camp with a chip on your shoulder? Did you come and say, look, people may not know me that well or whatever, to the point that I should have been drafted, but I'm here to show some people. What was your mindset coming to Prince George?
I'd say more like not good draft. Open my eyes so hard after work in the summer. And I feel like I had a really good summer after my 17 year. Had a great U18 year. Had a really good summer again. And then came up to Prince George. I felt really good. And I thought I was going to make the team coming into it. Right. Like I had a lot of confidence. I thought that I was a really good goalie and I could come and make the team. But, you know, I still had to prove myself. And I guess that's kind of what I did.
Yeah. And the thing is that in the summer, you said you had to work harder. So what were you not doing in the summer that as you got older as a teenager, you realized I better do this if I want to get to the high level?
I just wasn't really skating at all. I thought it was just time to take a break, but they're part of that's good, especially now when we play such long seasons. But in U18, we're not playing as much. I just started to skate as much as I could every day and working out, consistent workout plan too. And I feel like that helped a lot.
Is there somebody that pushes you that gets on your case a little bit? You know, how were your parents in terms of that with you? Or are they just, you know, Josh, whatever you want to do, or, you know, was there somebody there with almost a whip, or how was that, and then how is it now?
It's all put on by myself. You know, right. My parents are good. They're supportive. They let me do whatever I want to do.
Right.
I'm really thankful for that. There's no extra pressure from them. So
right.
I just got to go and play and do whatever I want to do. And so, yeah, thankful for that.
And then what about now? Are you self-motivated? Do you find that there's a lot of motivation that comes from coaches? Sort of talk about that.
Well, obviously, everybody has expectations, but I have expectations for myself as well. You know, I want to do well. I want to perform well. So I'd say more of it comes from myself.
Right. And how are you now in terms of confidence now that you are in your second year in the WHL compared to when you were a rookie?
Well, you know, it's still the same league, but obviously having a little more experience and knowing that I can play in this league, it helps. You know, going through a playoff run last year and kind of going through it all, thoughts last year kind of helps going into this year and just knowing that I can play and that I can play in this league.
Do you ever sit down and say to yourself, my gosh, I actually started my WHL career with 6 shutouts in 13 games, and I started my playoff career with 3 shutouts in something like 6 or 7 games? Do you ever sort of think about that and realize, boy, that was quite something? Or is it just, oh, well, that happened and away we go?
Yeah, quite something to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't. Nobody does that. Nobody starts their career in any league with 6 shutouts in 13 games.
Yeah, a lot of it had to do with a great team around us. That definitely helped, but still, like, I don't think I had that many shutouts in my AAA years all combined. So I just wasn't thinking. I was super excited to be here. It's something to prove that I could make the team, and just kind of got on a roll and wasn't really thinking, just playing, and yeah. You know, things went well.
Your
for
major
me.
Midget team, they weren't that good, were they?
I thought we were good. Okay. We finished third,
okay.
I'd say. Yeah. I think it was third, wait, third was or fourth. Team? U18, we finished third or fourth.
Yeah.
U17, we finished, say, fifth or sixth.
Okay, so you're upper middle, you know, that. Did you get to the finals or anything like that?
We won U17, but then U18, we didn't.
You didn't do?
Yeah.
You didn't do very much there.
No.
Were you on a rotation basis, or were you the number one goaltender? How was that before you got to Prince George?
No, most of it was rotational. You know, you'd have 2 games a week and split them most of the time. There's an odd week where I'd get 2, but most of the time we just split.
Now, a lot of people would suggest one of the reasons you were not drafted was because it was a COVID year. And a lot of people didn't see you and you didn't play a lot of games. Can you take that as consolation for why you weren't drafted? Does that make sense to you, or how do you look at that?
Yeah, maybe it played something in it, you know, not getting many eyes on you or anything like that. But there were a couple of people there who came and watched me and, you know, still going to get picked. So I think it's something at the end that was good for me and had to happen, you know, to kind of show myself that, you know, I need to work hard in the summer to get better and you keep on working and getting better. And that's kind of what it showed me, at least.
You obviously had an outstanding training camp for the 23-24 season. And based on your preseason, based on training camp, you had won the backup job. But then the situation with Ty Young, you know, and Ty was the 5th-round draft pick of the Vancouver Canucks, and he was penciled in as the starter. How was that for you? Was your mindset, okay, I'm going to be his backup? Or is your mindset, as good as Ty is, I'm going to see if I can become the number one goalie?
I honestly thought I was going to play like 15, 20 games last year.
Really?
That's all I was looking forward to it. Just playing 10, 15, 20. That's all I thought I was going to get. Then
so you really thought, even no matter how you were to play, your mind was, all I want to do is make the team and be Ty's backup.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of what I thought going into last year. I was just super excited to be here and be in the dub.
And just to make a WHL roster.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So when does your mind sort of shift during the 23-24 season to say, I know Ty's good, but it looks like I'm pretty darn good too. So what about your mindset then about now, maybe I can become the starter here?
I don't know if it really ever switched. You know, I was just happy every game I got to play. It was another opportunity, and I was just happy to play. And that's all I really thought about. I just took it day by day, and every chance to play, I was excited to go out there and kind of try to show what I could do. But I don't say I was really looking at it like that. I was just excited to go out and play.
What's your relationship with Ty Young, now in the Vancouver Canucks system? Got a chance to start for their farm team in Abbotsford. So talk about your relationship with him. Do you keep in touch with him? And how was it? Usually on a team, you know, there's the starter and there's the backup. And that's the way it works on most with when it comes to goaltenders. The situation was a little bit different with you and Ty. And there was that competitiveness. There should have been that competitiveness, and there was. How was that relationship between the two of you, him being a much older goaltender?
You know, it was good. I really enjoyed watching him in practices last year, seeing NHL signed goalie. You know, his habits and how he held himself on the ice. And, yeah, he's a really great role model. And just watching him, that was probably my favorite thing, just watching him in practice, especially at the beginning of the year, just seeing how he moved and trying to model it, I'd say, a little bit.
Would you learn some things? I know he had a very good work habit, all those kinds of things. Talk about, you know, seeing what Ty did and trying to put that into your game, even if it was just in terms of workouts.
I'd say it's more just watching the skating. I've always just like watching goalies skate or, you know, levels ahead of me. Mm-hmm. And I just really enjoyed that, just seeing how efficient and smooth he was. And maybe model his glove position a little bit at the beginning of the year too.
Right.
And yeah, I just like watching how smooth of a skater he was.
Right. What about your goalie coach, Taylor Dacres, when he gets on the ice? When you see him now, which is obviously, you know, late 30s and, you know, 20 years gone since he was a WHL top goaltender, do you see how he would have been a great goaltender in his day? Or you look, you know, how does he help you in terms of mechanics on the ice?
Yeah, yeah, he's good. He kind of gives us more of a leash and just gives us some drills to run through, gives pointers here and there, but kind of, you know, we're good and we kind of know what to expect from ourselves as well. So we kind of know what's wrong and what we're trying to fix. And then when we don't, he gives out pointers too. But yeah, he's a really good goalie. And fortunately, injuries cut his career short. But yeah, it would have been interesting to see how he would have turned out if that didn't happen.
Right. Would you say that, you know, he can be a bit of a hard ass sometimes? Is he, you know, is he a little easier? How would you say he is in terms of, because goaltending to him means everything. It means, he'll even say, it means more than the business side, even though he realizes the business side is extremely important, but he just loves goaltending. Like, he assesses every goal, every situation. I might be sitting up there in the booth and think Josh played a heck of a game. He might think, oh, there's one or two that he could have stopped. Sometimes we'll think that, you know, maybe there was one or two you could have, you know, stopped. And he thinks, no, Josh played great. How much of a critic is he, and how helpful is that?
I really like it. I really like him. He's a great goalie coach. And yeah, just showing me sometimes things I could have done differently, even if it doesn't stick out in my mind, like you said. I find it does help.
What about the mental aspect of the game? Every goaltender at every level gives up soft goals. When you give up one, you know you should have had. What's your mentality?
I just try to forget about it. You know, everybody makes mistakes, even at the highest level. Like, even guys you look up to in the NHL, like, they'll all make the same mistakes at some point in their careers, even in the NHL. So it just happens, and it's something you just got to forget about and move on.
So you're from North Vancouver, but the Canucks are not your favorite NHL team.
Yeah, no, they never were.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's the Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
Well, what's the connection there?
I don't know. I was just always a Bruins fan since I was a little kid. And I just despise the Canucks for some reason.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. The hometown team.
Yeah, I despise them.
Right.
It was like my first NHL game that I got to go to.
Right.
I was just a little kid, super excited to go. And I hated the Canucks. I think they were playing Winnipeg and they lost.
Yeah.
And so I was so upset they, or no, they won. Sorry.
They won. Okay.
Yeah, the Canucks won. I was so upset they won that I started crying.
Really?
Yeah. I despise them.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
What about now? Is it still that way? Or?
No, no, no. Oh, I don't. Now. I don't care anymore. Right. Like their hometown team, you want to see them doing well with the city. Exactly. They buzz around the hockey.
Yeah, so. That kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So, who were your favorite goalies then?
Growing up, it was always Tuukka Rask. He played for the Bruins.
Yeah. And
I always liked his cool paint job that he had.
Really?
Kind of the jaws around his mask. And I just, more that he played for the Bruins, but I just liked him.
So, if Tuukka Rask was here, or you ever had a chance to talk to him, what would you say to him?
I'd probably just say, you know, I was a big fan. Can I get a picture or something?
Right. So, if you have somebody, as you get older and you're in a situation now that you're high profile, what's it going to be like for you when younger fans or aspiring goaltenders come up to you? Are you going to sort of think, hey, that was like me with Tuukka Rask kind of a thing and all that?
Yeah, yeah. That'd be really cool if ever gets to happen, having kids look up to you and, you know, see your work ethic and kind of try to model themselves after your game a little bit.
Right.
So if that ever happens, that'll be cool.
We're speaking with Josh Ravensburg and the starting goaltender with the Prince George Cougars. You're listening to the CatScan PG Cougars podcast, and we've been talking about goaltenders and, you know, the mental aspect, the physical aspect. How much in your mind is mental and physical? And you have, being 6'5" and a half, you've got that athletic ability. How much of an advantage do you see that you have over other goaltenders because of your size?
I think definitely you fill up more space in the net and shooters come down and they see less net to shoot at. And when they see less net to shoot at, they're more likely just to shoot at you. Like when they have a target, they'll shoot a lot harder and more accurate. So in that point, definitely gives advantage. But you also see now in the NHL, there are a lot of smaller goalies like Wolf and Levi coming in the league who are doing well and are supposed to be good. So I think it's kind of changing where even if you're on the smaller side of the goaltender spectrum, you can still do well.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this question. Give us a scouting report on Josh, on yourself. I want you to give, if someone was to say, well, what about this Josh Ravensburgen? Give us your strengths and things that you feel you need to improve upon.
I'd say my skating's really well, something I worked a lot on in the summer. I feel like I skate well for my size. And I'd say I also read the play well, like track the puck and kind of have a good understanding of what's happening before it does happen. I could say something to work on. Definitely my puck handling can improve, you know, just helping my team break out in the D zone. And yeah, just maybe watching the puck all the way from the stick to my body. I feel like sometimes I have it where I just see it and react instead of watching it all the way.
Now, I've said to you on post-game shows, I think that your rebound control is superb. Would you agree with that, or is that an area you feel you've got to work on?
I feel like it's good for the most part. I feel like I could use my stick a little more, you know, sending deflections, like pad passes, and getting my stick on that to kind of send it out of danger. But I feel like for the most part, pucks tend to stick to me, which is a good aspect to have.
When you were screened, how do you stop the puck?
If you can't see it, you kind of go down and hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you just try to use your size to your advantage?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of just go down, try to cover as much of that as possible, and just hope it hits you.
Any players in the WHL that you think, oh, I'm going to have to be at my very best to stop them because there's a lot of good snipers in the league, and who would stick out as those top snipers that you have to be extremely aware of?
I'd say in games, I'm not really super aware of anybody. I'm kind of just playing and kind of just in the moment. I feel like that's what I do with my best is when I'm not. I have no idea who the shooter is or coming down. Maybe something that could help me, but I'd say, again, we play against them a lot. And when I look back at the score sheet, he always seems to have quite a few amount of points against us. So.
Well, he also hit some posts because you covered the net so well, right?
You know? Yeah, he hit a couple of posts.
So if it's a 2-on-1 coming against you, You don't know who those two guys are. You don't care. You're just going to read and anticipate the play.
Yeah, I'm more focused in on the stick blade and hands of each player.
Right.
And kind of what they're showing, what they're trying to make me bite on, or kind of trying to anticipate if it's a shot or a pass.
So do you communicate with defensemen ahead of time and say, okay, if it's a two-on-one, you take the pass and I'll take the shooter? Or does that kind of communication happen? What about that?
I think it's just something that's built into, you know, playing hockey. I think it's typical on a two-on-one. You want the D-man to take the pass and you leave the shot to the goalie. And it's the way that just works out better, because I'd way rather have the shot than have to worry about maybe a pass or a shot. So when I know that my D-man's doing his best to take away the passing option, then I can focus a lot more on the shot.
What about all the attention that you're getting now and the draft coming up 2025 for the NHL? And some believe that you could be first round, which is highly unusual for a goaltender. And if you're not first round, you're going to be a very high pick in all likelihood. How often do you think of that? And, you know, do you let that play into your mind? I know the easy thing is to forget about it, but how often does it come up with you?
It's obviously there. You know, it's something that's it's exciting, obviously. You know, to have a chance to go to an NHL team, which is something every kid's dream who plays hockey. But at the same time, you can't worry or think too much about the future, because it'll affect how you're doing right now. So you just got to, you know, take it day by day and let whatever happen, going to happen.
I know the standard answer is it wouldn't matter which team, but I am going to ask you anyway. Would you like to go to the Bruins? Would you like to be in Vancouver where Ty Young is? What about, are there certain organizations that you're going to be happy going anywhere? We understand that. But are there any organizations that you would be extra thrilled with?
Going to the Bruins would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've been a fan since a little kid, so
right.
that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that is really something, you know, that opportunity is going to be there. What are your plans for the June draft?
My plans?
Yeah, like in terms of you're going to go to the draft, obviously, and all of that. You'll go with your family and everything like that. But have you sort of thought about all the pomp and ceremony that'll come with that?
No idea yet. I haven't thought about it at all. No.
I guess every day is just about thinking about stopping pucks.
Yeah, exactly. You just got to try to find ways to keep on getting better. And like, who knows if there's even going to be a draft this year in person. So
what is this 2-hour nap that you have to have before a game? Okay. So I wanted to so when you're not going to play, you don't need that 2-hour nap, but when you are going to play on game day, you need it. Tell us about that routine on game day.
Find more just helps my mind, because then you're not really thinking about anything. You're just sleeping and then you wake up and feel
right. So on a game day, what's the routine from when you generally, let's say it's a Friday or Saturday home game.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your routine? Take us from morning until when you're introduced to start the game.
Wake up around 9-ish, get a quick breakfast in,
yeah,
and usually check and set the rink at 10. So I'll eat breakfast, get there, do a little pregame skate, usually watch some video with the team, and then get off the ice, go home as quick as possible, eat some food, and then just nap till I have to go to the game. So not really thinking about anything and just go and play.
How is your mind different when you're playing compared to when, you know, you're not going to play?
Yeah, you're not starting, but you still have to be ready to go in, obviously. So it takes a little bit of pressure off. You don't have to be, you know, hyper-focused or anything, but you still got to be prepared to play. You know, still doing, like, ball drills to get my mind going, get my vision, get my tracking going, so that if I do get a go in, then I'm ready to go.
So that nap has to be like 2 hours basically on the dot.
No, it's not just not as much as I can sleep for.
Right, as much as you can.
Yeah. Like, depending on what time I get back from the rink, then I'll just set a timer to, like, it's a 7 o'clock game. Usually, I'll usually leave at 4. So yeah, I'll set my alarm to wake up at like 3:45 and then get dressed and go to the rink.
Right. Now we know, you know, Taylor Dacres is your goaltending coach, and then Mark's the head coach and GM, and you know, you have Playfair there as the associate coach, Jim Playfair. How much communication do you have with the head coaches? Are they, you know, in communication with you like any other player, if you're a forward or a defenseman, or they leave you alone a little bit more?
They kind of just leave us goalies alone, which is nice. Don't have to worry about anything extra. And they just let us play, which is good, I feel like. You know, just go and try to do our best to help the team win, and then just tell us who's starting, who's going next, and then get ready to play.
When you go into the dressing room between periods, would somebody know if you guys are ahead or behind based on the mood?
I'd say we try to keep it pretty even. You know, or we want to, obviously, we want to win and do well. So when that's not happening, you know, guys are kind of fired up because we want to win every game. We feel like we can win every game. So if we're behind in a game, you know, it's definitely something that guys are upset about. And we go out there and we try to do our best to come back.
How do you look at this year's team compared to last year? You lost a lot of firepower, still got an excellent hockey team. How do you look at comparing the two?
I'd say last year was unreal. Obviously, a great group of guys, great team as well, even though we didn't do everything we wish we could have. But I'd say this year it's great as well. You know, amazing forward group. You know, good D group too, solid coaching. And yeah, I feel like we have a great team again. I mean, we've been putting up lots of goals every game. So it's something that can be hard to come by, but we don't have a problem with that at all.
So if I was to say to you, game 6 against Portland, what comes to your mind?
Double OT game. Yeah, it's a long one. But it's a lot of fun too, even though it didn't end the way we wish it could have. But yeah, it's a cool game to be part of.
Fantastic goaltending display, both ends. You and obviously at the, you know, from Portland. You know those kind of games. Can you tell, okay, this is about the goalies as opposed to the 6-5 games that are about more about the shooters?
You know, you're kind of just playing in it and what happens. Those are the most fun games to be part of. You know, the tight 1-1, 2-2 games, battling the other goalie out. But yeah, it's definitely maybe a little different. Defense is a little tighter. And just, yeah, I really enjoy those games. Yeah. They're the most fun games to be in as a goalie.
That was obviously quite an experience, you know, playing and the success that you had last season, in terms of that. So is there any game or goal that ticked you off? And is there any game or goal that you were so super excited about?
I'd say first NHL game, obviously, coming in first game, getting a shout out. 9-0 win against Tri-City, that was super exciting. It was a great feeling.
You haven't been able to top that yet, really, since.
No. Yeah, 9-0 win. So that was really cool. Something that's great to be part of. And to win like that in the first game, something's really cool.
And what about the other? Something that really ticked you off or you really just, oh, I can't believe it.
Maybe this year, you know, blowing a couple leads here and there,
right,
which really sucks. Doesn't feel great at all.
Do you think your game this season is where you were last season? Is it, in your mind, better? How do you sort of compare where you're at now compared to last season?
I feel like I've gotten a lot better, like skating-wise, positioning-wise. I feel like I'm tracking pucks a lot better, and my positioning's a lot better in the net, and I look the part a lot more than I do last year.
And one thing I think that a lot of fans may overlook is the fact that you are playing 3 or 4 rookie defensemen at one time, depending on the situation. Last year, you had a lot of veteran presence on the blue line. From a goaltender's point of view, how much do you notice that?
A little more scoring chance here and there as of right now. But, you know, they're young. They're figuring it out. They've been good so far. So, you know, just got to keep going. But it's obviously nice having those veteran D-men who know what they're doing in front of me, especially as a young goalie last year, first year in the league. So that's something that was really nice to have.
When the starting lineup is announced, you consistently get the loudest ovation of any of the Prince George Cougars. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but what does that mean? What does that feel like?
Yeah, I didn't really notice it until you guys pointed it out last year. But now I do, and it's something that's really cool. Beginning every game kind of gives you some goosebumps and yeah, makes you really excited to get the game going.
Why do you think you're so popular?
I think because I came into the league, you know, no one really knew me, and I kind of went on a tear up to Christmas time and did the best I could with my opportunity, and I think people just loved hearing that story.
How ticked were you that you were not named the CHL Rookie Goaltender of the Year?
I didn't really care.
No?
No, it's whatever. It's just an award.
Don't bother you kind of a thing when you sort of think, hey, I did pretty darn well.
Yeah, obviously it was a lot of fun. Great team in front of me, so that definitely helped out a lot too. But
your team had a lot more success too than the Eastern goaltender was named, right?
Yeah, but I don't even remember who it was. Right. I was happy with my season and yeah. you know, an award, that doesn't really change much.
Right. Okay. I want to turn the clock back. A story that you've had to relive quite a few times because it was an international story. And you are 12 years old, you're homeschooled, you go to Gross Mountain for a skiing trip with some of your buddies. Tell us exactly what happened.
So it was some school day, probably like 2 or something in the afternoon, obviously. Finished my schoolwork for the day, which was really nice. You know, just got to do whatever we wanted, go skiing, go biking. So I did a lot. And just me and my friends, we went up to Grouse Mountain to do some skiing.
Yeah.
We were kind of skiing down and looked up and saw this kid was hanging off his chairlift. So one of my friends had the idea to go grab kind of the protective netting on the side and got us all to help out and some of the other people who were there watching. So we all grabbed it and kind of held it underneath them, and then he fell and we were able to catch him.
How many were there? There were 5 of you that caught him?
Yeah, I think there were 5 of us, and then there are other people there too. So there are quite a few people helping out, actually.
And how old was the kid there that fell?
I think he was younger than me, so he must have been 8, really? Probably.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, but I remember him being younger than me, so I'd say he's probably 7, 8.
So what did that feel like at that particular moment, how helpful you were?
I was kind of just following instructions. One of my friends, it was all his idea, but we were all happy we could help out. But then I probably dragged on a little more that night. We just wanted to go back skiing, but they had to take us in and ask us questions about what happened, which sucked at the time because we just wanted to get back out and keep on skiing. But we had other plans, had to ask the rescuers, like ski patrol, and tell them all what happened. And then we had to go down the gondola for an interview with Global News, which was cool at the time, the first kind of interview, and see us on the news later that night, which is really cool.
Yeah, so that was your first experience with media?
Yeah, yeah, I think that's my first one.
Right.
Yeah, quite a few interviews we had to do, which was, it was a cool story to be a part of.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's such so different part of your life and such an experience. You helped save somebody. As you look back on that, what are your thoughts looking back now?
Yeah, just happy we could be there to help. You know, there are a lot of other people there too who helped us out. And yeah, it's a cool story that the media loved, and it kind of went out everywhere. Like, I had kids on my hockey team who the grandparents lived in California, and they heard about it too. So yeah, it's cool something to be a part of.
International story, CNN, it went almost like worldwide.
Yeah, kind of got us all our 15 minutes of fame early.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was cool to be a part
of. Looks like you're going
to
get a little bit more than 15 minutes now.
Okay. Yeah, you know, hopefully, yeah.
What about the media? Is that something that you enjoy? Is that something that, okay, that just comes with the territory? Is that something that you'd rather avoid? Or are you a shy person? Are you outgoing? Tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of that.
I say I understand it comes with it. You know, doing interviews and all this other stuff. You know, it's nice to be recognized enough to have someone want to interview. So I'd say take that side as a positive. But yeah, it is nice every now and then, you know, go and give your story, give your perspective on different things, which is cool.
What about being part of the community and what the Prince George Cougars are asked? When you go to schools, what do the kids say? You know, when you're out in public or that people that know you, what do they say? What do they want to talk about?
It doesn't happen much, but it's always cool to get recognized here and there.
Yeah.
Like at a store, at dinner, someone comes up, asks for a picture. It's always a cool moment, you know, to know that the community watches the Cougars and they care enough to come and want to get a picture with you or an autograph. So yeah, it's always cool when it happens.
Do you play floor hockey with the kids at school?
I haven't done a school visit yet this year, but I'll probably have to do one later down the road. But yeah, it's cool that we do all these things to help the community out and kind of interact with all the kids.
So what are your goals right now? You know, short-term goals, long-term goals?
Goals right now, obviously, help the Cougars be the best team we can, win as many games as possible. And long term, I just want to play hockey as long as possible because, you know, it's a game I love and really enjoy doing it. So if I get the opportunity to play it as my job, it's a dream come true.
Were there any other sports that you excelled at? And if so, which ones?
I was good at baseball when I was younger.
Yeah.
Kind of peaked in U11.
Really?
But
Cole Waldie thinks he's good at baseball. I think that's a little bit exaggerated.
I think his team went to the finals this year.
Yeah.
So good for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, baseball is a lot of fun.
Right.
He's good at it. U11, U13, played AAA. So yeah. It's It's really fun being around the ballpark.
What position were you, and how was that?
I was a shortstop and a pitcher in my prime, and then kind of hockey took over, and then I was moved to the outfield.
Right. But you still enjoy that?
Yeah, yeah. I still ump in the summers, so still around the game.
Oh, so you ump?
Yeah.
You play because you don't want to affect hockey?
Yeah, I got too much hockey going on to be on a team and to actually show up.
So when you're an umpire, do they yell and scream at you? And, you know, say, you blew it, ump?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it happens. Coaches get pretty mad.
How do you respond to that?
You just got to be calm and let it happen. I've never had to inject anybody, but I've been playing games where my umpiring partner, he has to inject someone. But it's always funny to watch them get worked up. And then, you know, if it comes to it, then you have to get rid of them.
Have you ever been worked up yourself as a goaltender where you've sort of got out of control a little bit?
I wouldn't say I'd have. Like, you have to be calm. That's when you're playing the best. Sometimes in a game, you can get pissed off, and I feel like that's kind of when I start getting away from my game because I'm pissed off at what happened in the past, but you just got to put it away and not really think about it, and that's kind of when I'm playing my best hockey.
I guess that's the key, is even keel. Not getting too high, not getting too low. But let's be honest. That's easy for us to sit here in a room and say. It's a lot more difficult when things are happening.
Yeah, obviously a lot of up and downs in hockey, so it's really important that you do your best to stay at the same level. Not really get tired too low over anything that happens, and just keep on going to the rink and trying to get better.
Any WHL teams that you enjoy playing more than others? Any rivalries, anything that, or any goalies you enjoy going up against?
Just playing Vancouver is always cool. Playing hometown team. Enjoy playing them, and I'd say other ones, Portland. I love playing their rink. Just a lot of history there. The old NBA rink or arena. So just know MJ played there. Another great city of basketball. So it's really cool just stepping in the same rink that they have been in.
So when you play in Langley, hometown, close to North Van, obviously, you know, do you have your own little cheering section that comes out?
Yeah. Yeah. There are usually quite a few people at the game. Like my grandparents come out, my uncles. And a couple of aunts, and it's really cool to have all my family come out and watch me.
Do you find that a lot of people want to give you advice that maybe, you know, they're not really experts, but they want to say, you know, Josh, if you did this, if you did that, and you're sort of thinking to yourself, hey, I really appreciate it, and I like you a lot, but you don't really know what you're talking about?
So it doesn't happen often.
No, you know,
Right? People, but it's always funny looking through the Facebook comments after games and seeing what the fans have to say about it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, do you try to stay off social media? Because that can sort of, when I say stay off social media, I'm talking about when, you know, there's comments about the Cougars or yourself or something like that, because some people can be quite harsh.
Yeah, I've just found it funny. See, the harsh comments, especially about the Cougars, about us, kind of funny because they don't really know what's happening in the room or have a great understanding about it, but it's something I find funny to look at.
Right, you look and you say, wow, I guess everybody's entitled to their opinion, but they're not informed opinions.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, you know, as you take a look at things, we've talked about goals, we've talked about things for the rest of the season, your future and all of those kinds of things. How do you see, when you take a look at the WHL, the way it stands, there does not appear to be, like there has been in the past, that one absolutely standout team. I think Everett's very good, but I've seen teams in the past that have been better. Do you sort of look at Prince George and say, we are as good or better as anybody, or we have another level we have to get to?
I think we have a really great group right now, but obviously there's another level that we can get to, and I think we can with enough practice, preparation. But yeah, it's exciting, you know, to have, because we have all the pieces to be a really great team this year. And maybe it's better. You know, there's not really one standout team. You know, every team has a chance at winning every night. It makes the league more competitive and a little more exciting. So it's probably good for everybody in that sense.
Who's the leader? I mean, obviously that would be Height and those guys. But when you're in the dressing room and that, are there any leaders that maybe we're a little bit surprised at?
I'd say Height's a good leader. Say Valley is too. Yeah. Maybe Eags. He speaks up from time to time. And it's always good to hear him talk. But we have a couple of good leaders on our team. It helps the guys out.
So do they usually speak between periods, between games, at practice? How does that sort of work?
Yeah, just in the dressing room between games, you know, things that we can improve or how we have to play. If we're not living up to our expectations, and kind of just get us back on track.
Talk about your relationship with other goaltenders that you've been with in the past, and this year where you're with Michaelak, and you just, you're getting to know him a little bit. Talk about that goalie bond with the other goalie where you're both trying to play in a game that only one can be in.
It's good, especially when you have some competitiveness between you two. You both want to play. But yeah, it's always good. It's kind of a completely different sport, goaltending, compared to the players, the forwards, and the defense. So, we're kind of on our own in that sense. So I think a lot of goalie partners get really close, and yeah, it's something that's nice to have.
But yet, on the road, the goalies don't share a room. How does that work?
No, they never want to share in a room because they think if one of us gets sick, then the other one might get sick, and then that's not a good situation to be in if both your goalies are sick, and then no one would be able to go in.
Right. Do you think about Team Canada at all? You went to the hockey evaluation camp. So you know that's going to be on your mind. Now, this year, as an 18-year-old, I know you had a late birthday, but, you're looked at as an 18-year-old. It's a little bit different than when next year when you're 19. But do you sort of think about that a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, obviously. It's been a dream of mine to play for Team Canada since a little kid. And getting the opportunity to go to the summer camp was pretty special, something that I really enjoyed. But yeah, obviously, I'd really hope that I get an invite to the next camp and kind of show what I could do. And maybe give them an opportunity to succeed and try to win games for Team Canada.
What did you realize about that summer evaluation camp that you went with? I think there were, three other goalies that were there?
Yeah, there were three other goalies there. It's the biggest thing, just how good everybody is across the forwards and the skaters, how everybody has a great shot, and just playing against the best players at our age in the world, and how everybody's unreal, and great shots. Everybody could read the play well, and just super high level of compete.
As a goalie, is there ever a shot that you can't stop?
In my mind, I think there isn't. You feel like you can make every save. Right. But obviously, there's some times where you put yourself out of position or just player makes a nice move and nice shot, which, you just got to tip their hat to them. But
do you enjoy the shootout?
I enjoy it. I feel like I'm good at shootouts.
Yeah.
They're always enjoyable, especially in practice. Practice, they're fun with all the guys. Do shootouts and even a game too. Get a chance to use what you're doing so much in practice and finally use it in a game. Try to help your team win.
Any characters on the team of the Prince George Cougars? The guys that sort of liven up the room a little bit, like to play some jokes, stuff like that?
I'd say Danny's a big energy guy. He's always in a good mood. He's really bright and kind of lifts everybody's spirits.
Right.
And yeah, he's a great energy guy.
So this has been the longest interview you've ever had.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Huh?
Yeah.
Pretty easy?
Yeah, not bad at all.
Kind of a thing?
Yeah.
I mean, as you get, more attention. When you went to Calgary, you got a lot of attention from the WHL. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we all had to do a lot of interviews with the WHL, kind of asking us who the hardest competition has been against the year and a couple other things about our team and how we think we're doing. So that was good.
Have you had any other attention from any other media, from any other place you've gone to yet?
I did a couple little ones with some podcasts online. Did a couple of those, and then there'll probably be a media day at Team CHL thing that I go to in about a week.
Yeah, so they'll probably
think the first day is just a media day.
Yeah. So I mean, this is all part of something that comes with the territory, and not everybody enjoys a heck of a lot. You seem to think, hey, it's fine. If it comes with the territory, then so be it, kind of a thing, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And, you don't want to be the spot where people want to interview, and it's always nice.
So you're out of school now?
Yeah.
You graduated from PGSS?
Yeah, out of school. Yeah. So a lot better.
So, yeah, a lot better.
Yeah.
Do you have desires to further school, or is it all your mind? Is your mind strictly hockey?
No, I don't want to go back to school. No. Hopefully just play hockey as long as I can. Right. It's a dream since a little kid, and yeah, I don't want to do school no more.
Have you had any people that have tried to contact you from any other hockey sources or anything like that, or that hasn't happened yet?
No, not really. But it'll be interesting to see where things go and how they're allowed to go NCAA.
Right.
I think a little bit there.
Yeah.
I think it's really good for the dub and make the league a lot better.
Now?
Yeah. I've had an agent.
And how long have you had an agent? And I don't know if you want to tell us who he is and how that relationship is. And
I've had one since U17, I want to say, quite a few years, and yeah, they've been really good to me, helping me out in the summer and just giving me advice And yeah, I was really enjoyed it.
Did you have a lot of people approach you and then you had to make a decision, or was it a, how did that sort of come about?
Well, I just had one reach out in U17, and then when I got here, I started doing well. Like, there were a couple reaching out, but I just stayed, went with the head guy, and he's been great so far, really good to me. So no complaints.
And billet situation in Prince George has been great for you?
Yeah, billets have been great. Living with another kid on the team, sure got.
Yeah.
And yeah, they've been good to us. Good food, you know, good place to sleep.
Okay, so you must eat a lot. I mean, you know, you're still growing. So you're 6'5 and a half, and what, how many pounds are you now?
190 on a good day.
190 on a good day. So, I mean, your food consumption must be pretty high.
I try to eat as much as I can.
A lot of pasta?
Yeah. Yeah, they make pasta. Yeah, I like chicken too. Chicken pasta, good options. I wouldn't say I really have a favorite. Yeah. It's just food that's good for you. And
cheat foods?
Try to eat as much as it.
Cheat foods, yeah.
So from time to time.
Yeah.
But not super often.
You got to stay in shape and all those kinds of things.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but, you know, I'll tell you, it's been a delight. We're going to do this again. But this really gives an opportunity, I think, for the Prince George Cougar fans to get to know you a little bit. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you think would be interesting, or some other aspect of the team or your personal life or something like that you'd like to share?
Maybe I used to be a big snowboard and biker when I was younger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I go all the time. That's what was really nice about homeschooling, and have all this free time. So whether it's mountain biking in the spring, summer, with my friends, or going up grouse and snowboarding all the time.
So you can't really do that anymore, though?
No, haven't in a couple of years, but back when I was younger, that's what I do all the time.
So everything now has to be focused on hockey, and you are... Is it unwritten, or is it written that you can't do anything else competitively?
I think it's written somewhere in a contract that we're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere in there.
So everything, that's why you said when you were in ball, you know, you're umpire now and everything like that, but you miss snowboarding.
Yeah, I definitely miss it.
What was the thrill, or what was it?
Yeah, just the thrill. Like, going off jumps, like spin, or learn new tricks is always lots of fun.
Yeah.
Like going up to Whistler a few times, which is super close, you know, going in the back country is just awesome.
Right. All right. So you like to get back home, do all those things. Your summer, you like to, things are a little bit different summer-wise now because as you're advancing as a, but when you have a day off or a day to yourself, what do you like to do?
In the summer, you know, maybe hang out with some friends, play a lot of pool this summer. Yeah. Also golf. Golf is a lot of fun too. Kind of getting into that, trying to get a little better.
Do you have a handicap?
Not great. It's like 18, I think. Yeah, 18, 19. Yeah. Got it down a couple this summer.
Yeah.
It just started.
You're getting a little bit better.
Yeah, hopefully next summer it'll become a lot better.
So when people are looking to draft high-end golfers in the Cougars Alumni Golf Tournament, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Stay away from me.
Stay away until a little bit later?
Give me a couple of years.
You know?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a hole, close to a hole-in-one?
No.
Have you ever had a birdie?
I had an eagle, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, last year.
A par five? Tell us about that.
Up at Aberdeen.
Really? It was
like first round of the year in springtime in playoffs, and with first hole, like I bombed my drive, hit a beautiful 6-iron, made a 10-foot putt, got my first ever eagle, and then I didn't get a par or birdie the rest of the day.
How does that eagle compare to your first shutout in terms of thrill?
I felt pretty cool, but obviously first shot, a lot.
I know for
a lot more.
But still, that eagle's got to be pretty darn good.
Yeah, felt really good.
18 handicap.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a thing.
Yeah, definitely felt amazing. It was like, what is going on? And then I bombed my first drive on the second hole, too.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And then it was all downhill from there.
Right. It's been a pleasure. And we're going to continue to follow your career. And we'll be talking to you much later. All the best, Ian. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Josh Ravensbergen is the goaltender with the Prince George Cougars. You have been listening to the Cougars Cat Scan Podcast. Have a great one.